regardless of the habit that you may have picked up along your life journey, at the age where you are now, it didn't change God's decision to talk to Joshua and say, Joshua, get yourself a sharp knife and go to every child and circumcise again the children of Israel. Are we staying together? The reason why that's important is because God is looking for a generation that would rise on the scene and that would be an example of what the Word of God spoke about. Are we staying together? And so regardless of how sin may have bogged them down or how they may have held down to all these different types of things, God called Joshua on the scene and said, Joshua, grab that sharp knife and circumcise the children of Israel again. And that was to serve as the type. The Bible says the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing and dividing asunder the soul and spirit. So the Word of God even now is still cutting asunder, cutting those things that's influencing our lives. Bear with me. And so we find that Joshua, the reason why he was able to do that was because he sat under the tutorship of Moses. And the Bible says in Exodus 33, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. So he was influenced by the ministry. And with that, he was able to take the children of Israel and grab a hold of them and influence them to bring them into a promised land. Now, the children themselves were born in the wilderness. They were raised in the message. They knew what the prophet said. They've listened to the tapes. They've heard the preaching in church and what have you, and they had all these different things. But that still didn't matter to God, because he knew that it was predestinated, that a seed would rise up, and that they would have to bring forth the revealed Word of God. Now let me get to the point that I'm bringing to you. All along, the children of Israel, while they were sitting there, they knew that they were called for a certain task, but they had no sense of direction. So God changes that leadership and that attention, because he knew the tenderness of those hearts would rely upon a surrendered servant that could take that ministry, that could take that word and bring the children of Israel into a promised land. Because every age needed a representation, a generation that would be able to rise up. Because God was looking for a testimony in the lips of all his children. And so God was encouraging Joshua and said, Joshua, keep in mind how that the people have heard the testimonies of the children of Israel, and that their hearts feared. But I will raise up a new generation that is not fearful. I will raise up a new generation that would take this word. I would raise up a new generation that could take this message and exemplify what this message should mean. And the reason why this is important, Brother Bram said this. He says, in the message, Things That Are To Be, in 65, the last year, in December, he says, as I'm beginning to get old and know that my days are numbered, and know now that these young men can take this message and sweep it unto the coming of the Lord if he doesn't come in my generation. And the very message, things that are to be, these were not just accidental words, but the prophet was talking about that these men, these young men, should rise up and bring forth this message. We're part of that message, that young people should rise up in this generation to show that they're a son of God, that they're not embarrassed to believe this message. They're not embarrassed to bow their heads and pray. They're not embarrassed to show that they're part of the kingdom of God. They're not embarrassed to believe this word. They're not embarrassed to say that they're a Christian. There will be a generation that's going to rise up and meet the expectation of this day. You say, who's the generation? I'm looking at the generation of overcomers. God is going to have a generation that would rise up to their feet and say, Lord, I believe this message. Lord, I accept this message. I'm going to take this Bible. I'm going to read it. I'm going to believe it. God said, let there be light. God said, let there be light. God was asking for permission. God was not seeking consultation. But when God said, let there be light, he was given an order. There had to be light. The natural type of spiritual. When God spoke it, God believed his own words. And that word that he spoke way back then is the same word that he speaks now. When God said, let there be light, that light had to shine in you. He was talking about a generation that would respond to that word. Nothing could stop light from coming forth. You may have problems. You may have peer pressure. You may have negative influence. But the moment you go back to God's words, nothing can stand between you and God from bringing it to pass. God is looking for young men to rise up, young women to rise up and hold this word and say, I believe this message, to carry the banner of this truth. If the world is not ashamed of their God, I'm not ashamed of my God. If the world could go to the clubs and sing and dance, I could come to church and sing and dance. If the world could go to the ball games and cry, I could come to church and say, I have the victory. God has given to you the victory. There had to have been a generation that could rise up in 2009 that's not influenced by technology. They're not influenced by politics, influenced by business, but they're influenced by the word of God. God is still looking for little Davids to rise up on the scene and face Goliath and not be fearful of Goliath. You know what's so important about David and Goliath? When Saul was sitting down, Saul looked at the situation. And mind you, Saul had experienced young people. Oh man, Saul knew how to use the sword. He knew how to use the shield. Oh, we stand together. He knew how to fight. But experience against experience, Saul didn't know what to do. His head was scratching. His fellow army men, his soldiers didn't know what to do. Oh, but there was a little David. Hallelujah! Those young Davids that rose up. The Bible says that Goliath taunted them for 40 days. A generation had passed by. But in that time, David comes on the scene. A generation that rose to the challenge. How many of you are willing to rise up to the challenge of this day? Thousands and thousands of men were afraid of one man. But there was one man, a little David, who had God in his heart, rose on the scene and says, I'm more than able to take this Goliath. Saul looks at David and says, David, what kind of a qualification do you have? You're just a little boy. I mean, he's been fighting. You know, you're just a little youth. You're a young man. You're a young sister. What capability do you have? Oh, David, you know, he probably never used a sword before. Never used a shield before. But, you know, here's the interesting thing. And let me drop this little nugget. Because brass represents judgment. We say amen to that. Brass represented judgment. And when Goliath was coming down, you know what he had on his head? A helmet of brass. You know what his shield was? Brass. He was sin already judged. And David looked at that situation and knew that he already won the victory. Young people, when you look at your situation, it's already been judged. God already took care of that situation for you. Your situation has been taken care of. That's why David was not fearful. David was courageous. He didn't rely on his experience. He was trusting on the revelation of God. And the Bible says when Goliath started to run towards him, he didn't back down. The Bible says that David ran towards Goliath. One shot David needed. One shot. The reason why is because God's word will never fail. All you need is just one word. Just believe one word. And say, God, I'm going to rest my faith upon this word. We don't need a whole lot of preaching, although that's fine. But we just need that one person to take God at his word. Young people, I'm excited because in 2009, when I look across this audience, I realize that God has preserved him a generation of young people that could rise up above sin, that could rise up above temptation and take the word of God and be in the schools and say, I am a son of God. I'm a daughter of God and not be embarrassed about it. Praise the Lord, soldier. We have to come to a point. Leave that. This is not a message for the old people, but this is a message for the young people as well. Let me get your hearts excited a little bit. You might say, Brother Gene, I don't know where I fit into this whole picture. I'm not even sure if I'm even qualified to meet what God is expecting of me. And I want you to listen real closely to this, young people. There was a time. There was about 5,000 people that was hungry. 5,000 people were hungry. Oh, my. And they wanted some food because they heard the word preached. And they were excited. And the disciples says, well, send the people away. You know, they're hungry. So we're in the desert. Let them go find food. And Jesus said, let's see what the situation looked like first. And so Jesus looked at the situation and said, well, what do we have? Hallelujah! And the disciples says, well, there's this little boy. A little boy. He's like, Jesus said, well, what does the little boy have? And the disciples says, well, he has 2 fishes and 5 loaves. And Jesus said, well, bring the little boy to me. Jesus took the fish and the loaves, and fed 5,000 people from the hands of a little boy who probably didn't realize what he possessed. But our Savior was in a situation where he needed to minister to 5,000 people. And the only person that came to the rescue was a little boy who had loaves and fish. Young brothers, young sisters, don't think that God cannot use you in the kingdom of God. Whatever you have in your life, give it to God, and he can minister to thousands. You might say, Brother Gene, I don't sing that well. Whatever you have, give it your best. If you're going to sing, sing your best. If you're going to testify, testify your best. If you're going to witness, witness your best. Because that gift can minister to thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Every one of you shall roll in that kingdom of God. Young people, we're breaking the laws of probability. We're breaking the laws of doubt. We're breaking the laws of disbelief. You know, it's probable that, you know, it's probable that scientists are saying, you know, 50% of marriages ends up in divorce. But there's a generation that's going to rise above that. And that will become a statistic of that probability. Psychiatrists are saying the probability of people getting married and having family problems is 60-70%. But there's a generation that's going to rise up that's not going to meet that probability. Analysts are saying that young people at a certain percentage are losing their mind, going to jail, dying. But there's a but when I look at that situation, I said there's a generation that's going to rise up that's not going to meet that probability. There's a generation that's going to rise up and say, I'm going to have a sanctified marriage. I'm going to have a holy-filled family. I'm not going to lose my mind because the Holy Spirit's going to keep me. There's a generation that's rising up, that's defying the odds. A generation of overcomers. Do you believe that this morning? Oh, give the Lord praise and glory. There's a generation that's going to rise up and believe this message. I watch these older men as they kind of slowly do their part continuously. And little by little, the Lord takes one off the scene and calls them home. Takes one off the scene and calls her home. And I'd be looking at Brother Danny and some of the other younger brothers that I know of that rises, Brother Hugo and the rest of them, that's rising up. The world out there has no shame for what they do. Boldly express it. You see it in the bumper of their cars, no fear. Mocking God. And yet the Bible says men's hearts are filling them for fear. But what a comfort it is to know that in the span of audience, the various faces that I'm looking at, that there's a predestinated seed on the inside. He said, Brother Gene, I don't know how to fight. I don't know how to do this. Brother Branham says it's not the size of the dog in the fight, but it's the size of the fight in the dog. We need to exercise that bulldog faith. And when Satan approaches us, we know that we have authority by God's word to get a position. Young people, you will rise, not so that the devil could torment you, but you will risen so that way you can torment the devil. You were called for this. You were born for this time to express this word. God chose you. There had to have been a generation. Just in closing real quickly. Athaliah. Praise the Lord. Athaliah, the daughter of Jezebel, rose up on the scene. And you know what? She caught a spirit on her. And she didn't like the royal seed. Didn't like the royal seed. Don't like the way they were always so happy. Good character. Love God. You know, they always had a positive thing to say. They carried themselves in such a way. They seem to always be in good spirits.
Amen, brother. Come on.
And so a spirit of hatred rose up within her. And so she sought to kill all the royal seed. But there was one. The Lord spared that one little seed. Hallelujah. The Lord hid that little seed. For 6 years. Ephesus. Oh, they were kind of quiet. They had their portion though. Smyrna. Pergamos. Thyatira. Sardis. Philadelphia. Oh, they were all kind of tucked away, you see. That seed line was protected. Because God was looking that in the seventh year, in the seventh age, that seed had to be revealed. And so on the seventh year, the Bible says they brought out Joash, that little innocent boy that was tucked away. But now that the king was ready to make that seed known, oh my, we might be in Satan's Eden, but God has protected that seed. In this generation, that God should reveal that royal seed of Abraham. Young people that can accept the faith of Abraham, that can accept the challenge in this day. God is revealing who you are about. You're a generation of overcomers that can rise above those things. All the other anointings from the man, the lion, the ox, they were all grounded, earthly bound. But that eagle, that flying eagle, there was something different about that eagle. Something felt good when that eagle flapped its wings, exercising muscles he thought he never had. He's never done this before. And so he's like, I like the way this feels. I like the way this tastes. I like the sound of that. And then that little eagle started to go back to the Old Testament. And the Old Testament took him back to the New Testament. And the New Testament took him back to the Old Testament. And the message brought it all together. And that little eagle begins to take flight. And before you know, that eagle's way up there. And things look a little bit different. Don't ever let Satan tell you you're not going to make it. Don't never let Satan tell you you're not going to make it. The promise is unto you as well. You know the way you can tell that Satan is lying? Every time he opens up his mouth. Every time the devil gets to talking, you know he's lying. Ain't that right, soldier? Don't you ever let Satan bring your spirits down. Because when I go back and read the book of Revelation, I don't get saddened. I don't get disheartened. I say, Lord, I'm looking forward to that day when the scripture says the Lamb's wife has made herself ready. You're part of that scripture. Hallelujah. History has titled us many things. Silent generation, baby boomers, Generation X, millennial generation. But God is looking at it from this standpoint. We're a generation of overcomers. Young brothers that God is raising up to carry this gospel. Perhaps should the Lord tarry, I'll be visiting a youth meeting like this and be listening to you, one of you young soldiers, bringing forth that word. What a jubilee that would be! Because God is still looking for apostles. God is still looking for evangelists. God is still looking for teachers and pastors. And you young sisters, you may never get behind the pulpit, but every day of your life you preach a message. That God could take you and tie you with the brother who's faithfully carrying this message. In a world that's falling apart, there's still a generation that could rise up. Even in your state, whatever your concern may be, God still looks at you and says, I've made the right decision. He went to a place called Calvary, a place called Golgotha's Hill, the place of the skull. I'm not sure if the illustration has been painted to you, but I'll do my best. He was a rejected king. They didn't want him. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, the burden of the world laid on his shoulders. And as a man, he says, let this cup pass from me. But coming to his senses and realizing that you're part of that predestination, he says, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. He was brought before the courts. Our Savior the creator of heavens and earth, redeemer of mankind, the one who's laid out the heavens, who spread forth the earth, who created the rolling mountains and spread the sea. He decided to become you and I. The Bible says he cried, so he knows what it means to cry. The Bible says he hungered, so he knows what it means when you hunger. He came through the child. He came through the route of a birth to defeat sin from its origin all the way up to death. And when he was brought before the courts, they spat at him, spit in his face. They took a crown of thorns and they placed it over his head. The laughter. The crowds mocked. The crowds laughed. They were having such a jubilee mocking that word. They took cat claws. And for you young people who don't know what that is, this word, it was a type of Roman torture that they had back then. They had these claws and it was a whip and they would whip it on his back. And when it would peel back, the claws would peel back to his flesh. And the flesh was made known. It was just open up and blood poured out. They did this to our Savior, yours and mine, creator. But it didn't stop him from going to Calvary. He bore the cross, and through some help he went to that place called Golgotha. And there the cross was erected. And you know something? Those words that he spoke had passed on from time to even now. And it still resonates today. When he spread his arms and said, "It is finished," he had you in mind. He had you in mind. They took him to the place of the tomb. And they buried him there. The first day, nothing. Young people, I want you to listen closely to this. The second day, nothing. Satan thought that he had it. Satan thought that he won. But in that third day, that glorious third day, nature begins to tremble. There was a slight tremble in the earthquake. People didn't know what was going on. They felt a slight tremor. And before you know it, the earth began to move a little bit. That word that was sealed behind a rock, that rock begins to roll away, Brother Stanley. Oh my! And when the people felt the movement, it felt the shaking, the women went to the tomb to go see where Jesus was at. And they were confronted by an angel. And the angel asked them this question: "Why seek ye the living among the dead?" Peter went to see what the women had came and told him. To his amazement, the tomb was empty. Young people, I could confidently say, with such joy in my heart, that there's an empty tomb in Jerusalem, because he's risen for our justification. He's risen for our sanctification. And because he is risen, he now lives in you, so that way you can rise above it all. Our Lord is alive and well. Melchizedek is alive, living in the hearts of every young person. You have a part in this word. Under that Joshua commission, under that Joshua ministry, a generation that would rise up and possess the land. You're that generation that has risen up. This is not by coincidence, young brothers and sisters. This is not by chance. It's not because it was a convenient service that we put together. This was predestinated before the foundation of the world. That you would be here to receive this message, to realize that you are a son and a daughter of God. Remove all your doubts. Remove all your fears. Remove all your concerns. Remove all your failures. God has called you to a glorious promise. God handpicked you. Let's all just stand to our feet. You love him this morning? A generation of overcomers. A generation that has risen up for this day. You were born for this purpose. You were born to this promise. As the musician comes back, y'all know that song, I Pledge Allegiance to My Land, to the Lamb? I don't know if we sung it already, but if we didn't, let's sing it again. A generation of overcomers. Young people, should the Lord tarry? I'm looking at brothers that's rising on the scene who's not ashamed of this gospel. Sisters that's rising on the scene who believes this message. God's going to have a seed to testify that this message is nothing but the truth. Regardless of age, that's what Paul told Timothy. Timothy, let no man despise you because of your youth. That little boy, all he had was fish and loaves, and God used that to feed 5,000 people. You have a place in the kingdom of God. You're just as important as the next minister, as the next servant. You're just as much needed as your mother and your father. But you can't ride to heaven on their coattails. You can't ride together to, you can't act just holding on to their hands. But you got to have an experience for yourself. You got to believe for yourself. If there's ever a time, young people, to believe, this is it. Not tomorrow, but now. I'm sure last night was great. But maybe if any of you had reserve or had reservation, maybe this morning, something was said that would touch your soul. Right before we start singing that song, let me illustrate to you something that I share to a lot of people. And as they continue to play that softly, but listen to this. A man that I know and his wife, relatively my age, and maybe it was a couple of years now, my wife could remind me. Young people, just young, newlyweds and what have you. They didn't know the message or anything like that, but did my best to work with them. And they worked where I worked at. And they're unbelievers, but, you know, I still try to witness to them, you know, because I like to talk about my Lord. Yes, sir. I'm not ashamed about it. People talk about their rap music, their R&B music. I'm going to talk about this message. I'm not ashamed of it. Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
And so these young boys, they decide to, his wife had just bought him a motorcycle. Just bought him a motorcycle. So he was not that experienced. And so on a Friday, I remember just as clear as day, on a Friday, they both decide to take the day off and go ride a bicycle, go ride the motorcycle. That evening, they had plans to come to go to church. And so they went riding all day. You know, they went, you know, wherever, and they just had such a good time, I guess. And at the end of the ride, the wife gets off the motorcycle. She go makes preparations to go to church that evening. And the husband looks at his wife and say, I'll be in a little bit. And I quote to you, he says, I'm going to go for one last ride. He got on the bike. And he tried a maneuver that he's never done before. He lost control of the bike. Hit a house dead on. He never did see Saturday. And he never made it to church that night. The reason why this is striking to me is because perhaps that night might have been the night that he was going to make things right. Perhaps that night was the night that he was going to confess his sins. Perhaps that night was the night that he was going to repent of all his wrongs. That night never came. He never made it to church. He left behind a grieving wife. And I began to think, I said, Lord, that young man rose up for the last time. And he saw the sun rise for the last time. The night prior, he saw the sun set for the last time. He ate his last meal for the last time. And he said his last few words for the last time. And I think, Lord, I'm going to use that as an opportunity. That if ever a young person, both old and young, have an opportunity to make things right, let them run to the altar and say, Lord, let not this be the last time. Seize the moment. Take that opportunity. That young man never had an opportunity to make it right. Perhaps there was things that he wanted to clear up, but he never made it. But here's an opportunity for you to make things right and to call upon the name of the Lord. Can we say praise the Lord? Let's sing that song. Someone help me out. Let's sing the verse I have heard.
I have heard how Christians long ago were brought.
With all Let's just bow our hearts as they play something softly, maybe. Young people, it truly has been good to be in the house of the Lord. And as we're getting ready to close out, I want you to spend the next few minutes, not to prolong the service, but just to meditate upon Him. You know, oftentimes we get so busy with the cares of this world. You know, we have so much responsibilities. We get up and we run and do our daily chores. Get caught up with this and get caught up with that. Having to do this and having to do that. And sometimes we just don't find the time like we ought to slow down a little bit and just call upon the name of the Lord. But the Lord is always prepared to give an attentive ear to whatever the needs may be. Pray unto Him this for a moment and let Him know how much you mean to Him. And don't be dismayed. You say, Brother Gene, I've been praying about this situation for a long time now. But you know, I'm reminded in the scripture, Daniel was praying for an answer. Not one answer. The second day, not one answer. The third day, not one answer. Almost a month later, on the 21st day, Gabriel comes and gives Daniel his answer. And Gabriel opens up his sermon by saying, Daniel, I want you to know something. From the first day that you committed yourself to prayer, God heard you. Young people, let's go back to those days where we pray through. Well, if we have to stay here until we get it, we're going to stay here until we get it. We're determined. We're resilient. We are persistent. Because we're so eager to please Him. God has big things in store for you. The promises that He's offered you. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what the challenges may be. Maybe there's certain things that you alone, yourself, know that you're going through. Your mother may not know anything about it. Your dad, your friends, your pastor. But God knows. If you could just lay it at the feet of His altar, I assure you that my God answers prayers. The Lord hears the cry of a young boy and a young girl just as much as He hears the cry of an elder. Call upon the name of the Lord. Let's all together just lift our voices and just call upon the name of the Lord. Lord Jesus, Father dear God, in complete unison, dear God. Oh, Father, we come before Your throne of grace, dear Lord, believing, dear Lord, that You're the same yesterday, today, and forever, dear God. Father, dear Lord, You're hearing the cry of Your children, dear Lord. We believe that You're more than able to meet and exceed every need here this morning, dear Lord. Father, dear Lord, as You hear the whispers of all these prayers, dear Lord, may your ear, dear Lord, just be inclined to hear the calling of a sister, the calling of a brother. Father, respond to that need this morning, dear Lord. If there's any that's sick, dear Lord, let them receive their healing, dear God. Father, if there's any that's lame, dear Lord, Father, let them be made straight, dear God. Whatever the challenge is, Father, problems in school, peer pressure, dear Lord, they might be bogged down by the things of the world, but You're the same yesterday, today, and forever, dear Lord. We're calling upon Your name. Father, we're a victorious group of people, dear Lord. We're the bride of Jesus Christ. You've given us a promise, dear Lord, and we're holding on to that promise, dear Lord. We know that You're more than able, dear God. We pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, dear God. We pray for an outpouring, dear Lord. We pray for a cry, dear Lord. We want You to move on the scene, dear Lord. Meet the needs, dear Lord. Touch every heart, dear Lord. Mend every heart, dear God. Meet the challenges, dear Lord. Father, Your children are crying out to You, dear Lord. We believe that You answer prayer, dear God. Whatever the problems they may be going through, dear Lord, wipe every tears from their eye, dear Lord. Meet that need, dear God. Touch their heart, dear Lord. Mend families, dear Lord. Oh, fix broken hearts, dear Lord. Father, we know that You're more than able, dear God. Oh, Father, hear the cry of Your children as they shout in the camp, dear Lord. They want victory in their life, dear Lord. Oh, Father, they're more than conquerors. They're more than overcomers. A promise has been given unto them, the Lord. They have risen to the occasion, the Lord. They're not willing to back down, the Lord. They're not willing to back up, the Lord. They're not going to give up to God. They're not going to let up to God. But these young people are going to press on. They're going to move on. They're going to carry on, the Lord. They're going to blaze a trail to God. They're going to take that word of God. And they're going to be a generation that's going to rise on the scene to bring forth the manifestation of this spoken word. There's going to be a generation that's going to rise up and claim that God did send a prophet. There's going to be a generation that's going to rise up and talk about this open word. A generation, the Lord, has risen in 2009 and has taken the torch of this word and running that relay race. Father, may you bless the young people, the Lord. May you give them strength. May you give them determination. May you give them a zeal. Oh, dear Lord, I'm reminded in the scripture where the Bible says that Jesus, when he looked at the multitude, that he was moved with compassion. Dear Lord, when I look at the audience of young people, my heart is moved with compassion, knowing that my age is not too far from theirs. And I cried out to you, dear Lord. And here I am today, dear Lord, by your grace, by your mercy, Lord. Oh, Father, I know there's a young person here that's crying for grace, that's crying for mercy. Lord, move on the scene. Touch the hearts. Wipe every tear. Oh, grant it to be so, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, you're so beautiful to us, oh, Lord. Worthy of all praise and worship. Oh, Father, we love you. We commit all things into your hands, Lord Jesus. With every head bowed. The Lord is concerned about the details of your life. Everything about your life. You know, Brother Billy Paul, he gave a testimony. He was talking about how his dad was praying for this little girl. This little girl didn't have any eyes, no eyeballs whatsoever, Brother Hugo. None whatsoever. She was completely blind. And the little girl came up to the podium, the platform. And Brother Bam looked at the girl. Oh my. Brother Billy Pazzi illustrates the story. He says he saw where one light soldier went from one eye to the next. But God was so mindful about the details of that little girl's life that in the midst of a prophet's prayer, that God would interrupt the prophet. And that God would tell the prophet to ask the little girl, what color do you want your eyes to be? What a God we serve! And the little girl said, I've heard that blue is a nice color. And the Lord granted the little girl blue eyes. Our God is a living God, saint. We have every reason to shout because our God is alive. He's a living God, a miracle working God. Every tear that I see right now, God is more than able to wipe those tears away. He's concerned about the details of your life. He wants to know your business. He wants to know what's bothering you. He wants to know what's holding you back. God is concerned about his children. Don't ever give up on God, because God will never give up on you. God is a real God, moving in the hearts of every believer. He knows every tear behind every eye. Every heart that's feeling pain, he knows it. Feelings that's been suppressed, he has risen, the Bible says, to set the captives free. Our God has risen to set you free. And the Bible says, he who the Son has set free is free indeed. Just worship him, brother.
As God we serve. Hallelujah. That God could just tie those two messages together. Amen. We know that we serve a God. Amen. That He even cares about the little minute details in your life here tonight. How none of us would have thought to ask, what color eyes do you want? That just goes to show God, He wants to know the details in your life. What do you want to be delivered from? What is it that you want to be delivered from tonight? He wants to know what you want to be delivered from tonight. What is it? What temptation? What is it that is bothering you this morning? What is it? You know, I'm... Just speak your temptation. Just speak it to Him. The children of Israel had to cross a Red Sea. And God said, why cry? Just speak. Jesus, His best friend, had died. He cried. And then He spoke it. We are that generation. We are that generation. You young people, me, you, we are that generation. We are the generation that is to take into a rapture. We are that Joshua generation. We are those Joshua and Calebs. We are that generation. Many of you, your parents didn't push on you that it's so important to get the Holy Ghost. Many of you, your parents just said, oh, it's you just need to go to church. Maybe they didn't say that, but they never pushed on you the importance of being circumcised. But we need that today. We need that circumcision today. We cannot possess without it. We cannot cross over without it. We need that. This cannot be another youth meeting. This cannot be another youth meeting where we leave here the same way that we came in. Where we go and continue to sin the same way that we were when we left. This needs to be a turning point in your life. This needs to be the day that you say, from this day forward, from this day, what is today? From the 17th forward, I have blessed thee. From the 17th forward, I have laid my foundation. I have built a temple upon the foundation that you have given me. From this day, I just want you to bow your heads. As the musicians, there's this song. It's the We Are the Generation. You know that. I don't know how to sing it. Will, why don't you lead us into that?
We are the generation. We're the culmination, the final voice.
You know what culmination means? It means all that is everything that has been done. We are all of it in one thing. In the Bible, in the King James, it says, this book is the culmination of all that has happened. This book, that is us.
We are the chosen generation. We are the generation.
We're the culmination.
The final voice the world will hear. The coming of the Lord is near. Overcome.
requested, everybody just close your eyes. Just put your hands forward. Let's pray for the ones that are here at the front. Just give them a prayer. You can keep on singing or you can just pray for them. Just lift your voices and you just pray for those in the front because they have a need and they're asking the Lord to touch them. So let's just pray. Let's enter in faith with them.
I tell you right now, if that's what you are seeking. Do not leave until you get that. Do not leave this altar until you get that. Do not leave this place until you get that.
Don't let this chance slip you by, Saints. Don't let this opportunity to enter the throne of grace. Just surrender yourself to Him. Don't be ashamed to come on up. Don't be afraid. The altar's open. He says, come ye who are weary. Come ye who are in need of me. He says, just ask in my name. Anything in my name. If you have a desire, I encourage you to come. I plead you to come to the altar. The altar where there's grace and there's mercy. Where there's death and there's salvation. Come on, saints. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed to worship Him. Don't be ashamed to enter into His presence. Just ask for more of Him. Just fall down on your knees and just cry out to Him. Oh, there you go, saints. Just worship Him. Just worship Him.
You come right here. Yes, these people are looking. They're crying for God to come. Come here and believe with them. Come here and push through. Just like somebody pushed through for you. For the Jesus, Brother Bernard. Come here. Come. Brother Cabo.
Thank you.
do not hurt me.
Until he answers your call. It's your promise. Hold on to it. It is your promise. You keep pushing through until you get your call. You push through. Push through. You push. Make it more than emotion. Make it true. Don't stop until you see Jesus. Don't stop.
Hear my humble cry. Hear my humble cry.
This is supposed to happen tonight. So keep pushing. You are breaking the odds. You are breaking everything down. You are not traditions. There is no tradition with God's people. Tradition says it's supposed to happen on the last service. But you are breaking tradition because you are a Joshua generation. You are a generation that breaks through. You are a generation that receives God in its fullness. So push through. Push through. If you think he can't hear you, then cry out a little louder.
Just reach out and touch the Lord.
some people, just reach out. Just reach out. It's here for you. Don't let that devil say, no, this is the last chance. Don't let the devil say, no, this, it's too late. Don't let the devil tell you that. Tell devil, this is the last day for you to take over my life. This is the last day for you to have control over my life. This is the last day for you to give me a mind battle. This is the last day right here. This is the last straw right here. Devil, I call myself an overcomer right here. I call myself filled with the Holy Ghost right now. And for young people, reach out. He's passing by your way right now. He's saying, just touch me. If you just touch me once, you can be filled. If you can just touch me once, you can be free right now. Reach out and touch him. This is not your last chance. I rebuke that devil in Jesus' name. This is not your last chance. Continue to cry out. It's only when you get desperate he comes by your way. That woman with the issue of blood, she got desperate. Jairus, he got desperate. So many people, the woman at the well, she got desperate. Young people, it's time for us to get desperate. We don't have a lot of time to play around. There's so many things in the world that can grab you, young people. But right here, you can be changed right now. Right here, you can be filled right now. You don't have to leave this meeting the same. You can be changed.
As he goes by, reach out, touch the Lord.
Lord God, come down in a mighty way, Lord God. As we're here in one accord, Lord God. Just like the day of Pentecost, Lord God. Lord God, when that, Lord, when they were in one accord, Lord God, that pillar of fire came down, Lord God. And it shared licked upon one person and upon another, Lord God. And Lord God, when they left, Lord God, when they came out of the upper room, Lord God, they were drunk in the spirit, Lord God. And Lord God, your young people have followed your directions, Lord God. They repented, Lord God. They've been baptized, Lord God. And Lord God, you said you shall receive the Holy Ghost. So young people, receive it right now. Receive the Holy Ghost right now. Receive your deliverance right now. This is the last day. You are not going back home the same. You are not going back home the same. 2 weeks will go by and you'll still have the overcoming power.
And you will find he's not too busy.
Keep pressing, young people. Keep pressing, young people. You gotta press. You gotta press. Pray until something happens. Persevere until something happens.
All of you need to go.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Lord God. Thank you for your blood, Lord God. Thank you for your predestination, Lord God. Lord God, you chose me, Lord God. Out of all my schoolmates, Lord God. Out of all the people I passed, Lord God. You chose me, Lord God. I'm one out of a million, Lord God. I thank you for your grace, Lord God. I thank you for your mercy, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Lord God, you didn't have to choose me, Lord God. You didn't have to die for me, Lord God. You didn't have to save me, Lord God. But you did, Lord God. And I'm here to thank you, Lord God. I'm here to praise you, Lord God. I'm here to accept your promise, Lord God. I'm here accepting your promise, Lord God. You said I shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord God. And I'm here to take that promise right now. Created me a clean heart. Oh God. David was in a situation where he did a whole bunch of things wrong. He took a man's wife. And then he did wrong things. And he had that man murdered. Yet after that, God would still call David a man after his own heart. And this is his prayer right here. He said, renew the right spirit within me. Young people, we've done so many things wrong. We've come short of the glory of God. But Lord God, cast me not away from thy presence, Lord God. Cast me not away, Lord God. Lord God, I'm crying out for your mercy, Lord God. I'm crying out for your grace, Lord God. Lord, I've done so many things wrong, Lord God. I've come short of your glory, Lord God. I've come short of the things that you told me to do, Lord God. I've come short, Lord God. But Lord God, restore it, Lord God. Restore me the Holy Spirit, Lord God. Restore me the joy, Lord God. Restore me the strength, Lord God. Restore me the right mind, Lord God. And create in me a clean heart, Lord God. Renew the right spirit within me. Cast me not away, Lord God. Lord God, you're filling my sister. Lord God, you're filling my brother. But don't forget about me, Lord God. Don't forget about me, Lord God. Lord, I'm here with my hands lifted, Lord God. I'm here with my eyes closed, Lord God. I'm here repenting, Lord, to you, Lord God. Don't forget about me, Lord. Y'all people, you may feel forgotten. You may feel bound. You may feel that I've crossed the line. But that devil's a liar. You have not crossed the line. There's a line of grace that's been drawn. There's a blood that's been shed. And young people, I say right now the grace is applied to you right now. The Holy Spirit is before you right now. And don't you stop pressing. Just because I start talking, no, you have a conversation with God. It's a one-on-one conversation with you and God. Say, Lord God, I've come short. But Lord God, I'm running back to you, Lord God. And I can see you standing there for me, Lord God. Your arms are wide open for me, Lord God. And Lord God, I'm running into you, Lord God. I'm jumping into your arms, Lord God. Lord God, at this time, don't let me go, Lord God. Lord God, I'm not going to let you go, Lord God. Lord God, I've let you go before, Lord God. But this time, I'm not letting you go, Lord. I'm not running back to the world. I'm not running back to the lust. I'm not running back to the gossip. I'm not running back to the princes of the world. This time, I'm staying. Adults as well. If you believe in God for your family. Adults, you can be filled with the Holy Spirit yourself. If you believe in God for your children up here. If you believe in God for your young people up here. Adults, you continue to pray. And also pray for yourself as well. Because this is the last day. It's going to get tight. The squeeze is on. But you know what? I'm not going to get squeezed out. I'm not going to get squeezed out. I'm going to be the one standing in this last day. I'm going to be able to stand on my 2 feet on the last day. I'm going to be able to stand and look the enemy in the face in the last day and say, hey, devil, out of all of your people, I'm still standing. But Lord God, I can't stand by myself. It's not by no goodness of my own. It's by no strength of my own. But Lord God, I need you to help me stand, Lord God. I need your grace to help me stand in this last day. When I go back home, Lord God, the devil's going to be fighting me, Lord God. But Lord God, when I have you, Lord God, I can fight the enemy back, Lord. Lord God, give me that ability to fight him back, Lord God. Give me that ability to stare the devil in the eye and say, I am an overcomer. This is a generation of overcomers. I'm looking at overcomers. Now, y'all people, you take it and say, I am an overcomer. He's still feeling me. He's still here. You can still praise him. You can still thank him. Lord God, I thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord God. I thank you for your mercy, Lord God. I thank you for your kindness, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God. But let me see another day, Lord God. That brother, you didn't let him see another day. But Lord, thank you for your mercy. You let me see another day. Lord God, I'm telling you, I'm giving you my all, Lord God. I'm not going back, Lord God. I'm here to stay. The devil tries, he will try to pull you out. But tell him, no, I'm here to stay. I am here to stay. Now, young people, I just want you to thank him. As we thank him all together for his spirit being here. Lord God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God. Lord God, we lift our hands, Lord God. And Lord God, we just, Lord, touch the hem of your garment, Lord God. Knowing that we're going to be made whole, Lord God. Not going to made whole, but right now we are made whole, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit that's here, Lord God. Thank you for your power that's here, Lord God. And in the name of Jesus, every demon has got to go. In the name of Jesus, every sickness has got to go. In the name of Jesus, every oppression has got to go. In the name of Jesus, loose our family members. In the name of Jesus, loose me. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that, Lord God, you just fill us, Lord God, over and over and over again, Lord God. Change us, Lord God, from glory to glory, Lord God. Lord, help us to overcome, Lord God, when we leave this church, Lord God. Help us to overcome when we go back home, Lord God.
that we may live for you, Lord God. Holy Spirit, rain on us, Lord. Pour down on us, Lord God. Lord God, so many times me as a young man, Lord God, made so many mistakes, Lord God. Yet you're still there to say, come home, my child. And Lord God, I thank you for your mercy. Give us power, Lord God, to stand up against the enemy. Give us the strength to stand up against the enemy. Lord God, you said it's the young ones, Lord God, that's going to carry this thing on out. Lord God, give us that rapturing faith. Lord God, give us that love, Lord God. Lord God, so many times in school, we get pressured and influenced by the classmates. But Lord God, that has got to change. Lord God, help me to influence my family. Help me to influence my friends. Help me to influence the people around me, Lord God. Forgive me, Lord, of being ashamed, Lord God. From this day forward, Lord, I'm not ashamed of the name of Jesus Christ. For that name carries power. That name is the only name that can save. That name is the only name that can heal. That name is the only name that can deliver. And Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for it right now. Thank you for deliverance right now. Thank you for the breakthrough right now, Lord God. You didn't have to do it, Lord, but you did.
Saturate us with
in Jesus' name. Let
Holy
it be so.
Need you to rain on us. Oh, Holy Spirit, rain on us.
Now, young people, I want you to say amen. Amen. Amen means so be it. I have the Holy Ghost. Amen. I am delivered, amen. I am changed, amen. I am set free, amen. I am free, amen. I am a conqueror, amen. I am delivered, amen. Amen, so be it.
Holy Spirit, rain on us. Holy Spirit, rain.
Just because the music is slowing down and we're coming to the end of this service doesn't mean you have to leave. Amen. We're going to dismiss the service. We're going to pray for the food. But if you want to stay here, you stay here. You want to stay here, you want to stay on your knees, you stay here. I don't care if you stay here until the next service. If you want to stay here, that's up to you. If you stay here, I'll stay here with you. I'll leave, another minister will come in. They'll stay. We'll stay all the way through. But this is between life and death. Like Brother Gene said about that man on the motorcycle, that could be any of us. And I want you to be sure that your soul is ready. Not that your friend's soul is ready. Because just because your friend is ready and they can get up, maybe that doesn't mean that you're ready. This is between you and God. It's not between you and me, your friends. You have to push through. This is something, this is for you. All you're asking is that God would complete his promise. That's all you're asking. That God would complete his promise in your life. That's all we're asking here tonight, this morning, this afternoon. God would complete his promise in your lives. So if God hasn't completed that yet, you keep pushing. I'm reminded of a meeting where Brother Branham said, you want the Holy Ghost, you go over there and you pray with those. And you don't leave that room until you get it. That was serious stuff. You don't leave that room until you get it. Brother Branham prayed for the blind person's eye for 4 hours, I believe it was. So if you don't, it's 2 o'clock, it's 7 o'clock rolls around. Hey, you keep going until you get it. You don't stop. You don't stop. That's why we planned this way. So you could have all day. So you could have all day. So when we go out and eat, you go eat your food, fellowship a little bit. If you want, you can come back inside here. But if you come back in here, just sit here and pray. This is the best kind of relaxing you can do. Going back to your hotel, you're going to turn on the TV, and your mind's going to get distracted away from this. It's true, I know, I've been there. Get in the hotel room, you want to see what sports station has on, or whatever it is. I plead with you, don't do that. Don't go back to the hotel room. Don't go back. I know there's no activities for you to do here, because this activity that you are to do here is to acquire the fire. Let it not be a cliche. Let it not be a name. That is what this is for. This is for you to acquire of God. This is for you. This here is for you. So go eat. But come back. Come back in here. If you have a special, you want to sing something, the mic will be open. Sing unto God. Remember, this sanctuary, let's keep it pure. Let's keep it holy. So leave. Come back. Because God has more for you tonight. He does. He wants to fill you. He wants to fulfill His promise. He wants to. So don't leave until He does. And I want to have Brother Bernard come and just pray for the food that we're going to have here and just pray to close the service. But remember, just closing for some doesn't have to close for you. You know, you got to go to the bathroom, go. Come back. Stay in that spirit of prayer. Stay in that presence of prayer. If you want somebody to pray with you, go out there, you find somebody, you drag him, drag an elder in. You have Sister Steam in here. You have people that have prayed through. You have people that have pushed through. You have Brother Jack's wife. You have the different sisters here, you sisters that want to get it. You have sisters from the old time days, from the old school, that they didn't stop praying. I'm not saying that Sister Steam is old, but she is matured in the spirit. She's matured in those things. You might have a young sister that you know is sincere with God. You grab her and you say, come, I need you. Just like back there when Moses, they were fighting that battle. And Moses raised his hands and they begun to win. His hands start to get tired. Two other elders came and they held his hands up for him. And they rotated through, holding his hands up. If that's what it takes, we'll rotate through here, holding your hands up. One minister will go and eat and come back. And he'll relieve another one and we'll pray through. We will hold your hands up.
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we have no words to thank you for what we have heard today. We realize that you are alive and you dwell in the hearts of those who trust you. And this morning, we uplift our hand for this generation of overcomers that you have raised up in these last days. The old fighters have done their part. And some of them have gone away to meet you. But Lord, we recognize today, this is our turn. This is our day. This is our hour. Lord, help us to seize this opportunity to not only be a useful instrument into your hands, but to encourage all of our brothers to fight and resist the devil until we conquer all the given ground. Lord, we thank you for this service this morning. And we realize that you want us to be circumcised. Not just so that we can be boastful, claiming that we have something that the world doesn't have. But you want us to be circumcised so that we can be useful to you. We have to conquer the land. And without your presence, Lord, we can do anything. That is why we pray that the Holy Ghost, in his mighty power, in his wonderful grace, come down this moment and live from now henceforth in the heart of all those who have surrendered their lives to you. Lord, we have come in this place not to be worse, but to be better Christians. And the time has come where this should happen, Lord. Let it come. Let the Spirit stay in our hearts, so that from now henceforth, we will go into the world claiming that we are overcomers, claiming that we have passed from death into life, claiming we have received the token. Lord, we commit the rest of the activities that are about to take place into your hands. Whether it be your prayer in silence in the sanctuary, or the food that we're about to eat, or the fellowship that we will have, let it be holy and under your guidance. I bless the food. I bless those who have skillfully prepared it. May it nourishes our body and give us strength so that we will continue to fight the devil. Lord, I commit the rest of the day into your hands and the rest of our lives. Bless the speaker, our precious brother Woody. Bless all those who use their talents, their contributions in one way or another to make this service possible today. May your name be praised as we depart from here, but not from your presence. For we ask all these blessings in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who live forever and ever.
Amen. Just remember, please, as we go, I know we all like to joke around and have a lot of fun. Let's just keep it down, even as we're eating. Just keep it to a minimum, all right? Because I want to come in this evening. I want to come in later on. I just want that sweet presence to be here. I just want God to meet us here at 7 is when the next service is. But if we're all in here, we may just have another one. Amen. So just, like I said, come, eat your food, be reverent. Amen. May you, you're going to sing some songs.
That's love. Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That's love. That's love. Jesus went to Calvary to save. stretched the miles. He bowed his head for me. He died. That's love. That's love. That's not how the story ends. 3 days later, he rose again. That's love. That's love.
for me, Calvary. Oh, Calvary, yes, that's where he died. Turning me around, and you say I am more than a conqueror. You tell me to live by your every word, and still I feel that you are calling me to do as you have done. And like a father to his son, you're telling me to overcome the world. You call me an overcomer. You say I'm your son, your daughter. But why does it feel like this world is turning me around? And you say I am more than a conqueror. You tell me to live by your every word, and still I feel that you are calling me to do as you have done. And like a father to his son, you're telling me to overcome. You call me an overcomer. You say I'm your son, I'm your daughter. But why does it feel like the world is turning me around? And you say I am more than a conqueror. You tell me to live by your every word, and still I feel that you are calling me to do as you have done. Like a father to his son, you're telling me to overcome the world. Jesus, you call me an overcomer. You say I'm your son, your daughter. Why does it like this world is turning me around? And you say I'm more than a conqueror. And you tell me to live by your every word, and feel and feel that you are calling me, Lord. You call me an overcomer. Son, I'm your daughter. Why does it feel like this world is turning me around? Oh Lord, and you say I am more than a conqueror. You tell me to live by your every word. Still feel you calling me to do as you. Like a father to his son, you're telling me to overcome the world.
my life with pain, and I never thought that I would walk this way again. You see, I failed so many times. I stepped over all the dotted lines, but still you never gave up on me. He called me an overcomer. Say I'm your son, your daughter, but why does it feel like this world is turning me around? And you say I am more than a conqueror. You tell me to live by your every word, and still I feel that you are for me. Have done like a father to his son. You're telling me to overcome the world. You call me an overcomer. You say I'm your son, I'm your daughter, but why does it feel like this world is turning me around? Tell me to live by your own word. Still a fear. You are calling me to do as you have done, like a father to son. You're telling me to overcome the world. Let me tell a little more of my story. You're telling me to overcome the world. Controlled and restrained. You know, sometimes I feel like I'm in chains. When will I ever be free again? And just how many cries can you forgive in just one lifetime? But still you never give up on me. No, you call me an overcomer. You say you're my son, my daughter. Why do you feel like the world? Turning me around, Jesus. And you say I am more than a conqueror. You tell me to live by your every word. Still a fear that you are calling me to do as you have done, like a father to his son.
Perfect when our strength is.
His own God. He'll carry us even when we can't carry on, and we'll raise it higher. The wind becomes dry, and His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect.
His strength is perfect in our. Strength is gone. He'll carry us where we cannot carry on. Breathe in His power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect. Consúmeme y hazme. ven y quebrántame y bendice hoy las piezas de mi ser. Ven y consúmeme. Holy, 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 holy
want to see you. Ask him to open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
In moments like I sing out a song, I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands, I lift
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Oh, I love you, Jesus. And I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything.
Thank you.
bright morning star, and throughout, I'm going to praise Him. El Alfa y la Omega, el principio y el fin, y el gran yo soy, me rindo a ti, el Todopoderoso, el que es y que será, y el gran yo soy, me entrego. Yo quiero que gobiernes mi vida, te doy en sacrificio a ti. Yo quiero que gobiernes mi caminar, que siempre viva en tu voluntad. To you, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and great I am, I surrender to you, the all-powerful one, he who is and is to come. I surrender my all to you. I pray that you will come and guide my life. I give to you in sacrifice, O Lord. I pray that you will bless all of my steps and be with me until the very end. Yo quiero que gobiernes mi vida, te doy en sacrificio a ti. Yo quiero que gobiernes mi vida, que siempre viva en tu voluntad.
my Savior. Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of
you.
stars. I hear rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displays. Then soon's my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou
is our God. Sing me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Come on now, sing it with me now. How great is our God.
our God. See with me
how great
is our God. And all will see how great,
how great.
What Calvary
See you.